Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We are heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. We're on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Guys and gals, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. With us tonight, Laura, Mark, Art, and I have to be honest with you. I'm playing some Barron Sports trivia, but I haven't slept in 3 nights. You know what's going on here in Southern California. My excuse is I haven't slept. Laura's excuse, if she mumbles or bumbles, is she hasn't slept. Mark's excuse is the same. He's in Southern California. Art's only excuse, he's 127 years of age. but we will play Barron Sports trivia. I will guarantee it. All right. I have been a UCLA basketball fan since the age of 5. My mom graduated from UCLA. My mom and dad started taking me to UCLA games when I was about 5. And nobody's as good as John Wooden. Since John Wooden retired in after the 1975 championship with 10 championships himself, they've had, I don't know, 10 different coaches. I haven't counted them. But after the loss this week on Tuesday to Michigan, 92-73, yeah. Mick Cronin does a 15 to 20 minute diatribe and blames his players. Mm-hmm. You see, when they win, he takes the credit. When they lose, it's the players' fault.
Oh, don't forget the assistant coaches, Fred.
And as Art indicated, he also blamed the assistant coaches. Mm-hmm. How about looking in the mirror? The bottom line is this isn't a great team. It could be a good team. They didn't full court. Michigan has 2 7-footers. They're good players, but they're obviously at 7 feet, not great ball handlers. It took Mick 18 minutes to go totally to a full court press. UCLA actually took the lead in the second half. They led by 3 or 4. Michigan came back to win the game by 19, 92-73. But the point I'm trying to say is that Mick Cronin has to go. You cannot blame the players. You know, John Wooden would scream at the players. But what he would do is he would cover it up with a piece of paper, with program.
Remember he had the rolled up program? He would yell directly at them.
Rolled up a program, things like that. He wouldn't do a 15, 20-minute media or press diatribe against individual players. UCLA is a great school. But if you're there to play basketball, why would you want to play with him? I was the type of guy, if a coach screamed at me, I'm dead. I'm doomed. He would have to pat me on the back. I don't know how Art was, who played for the Rams, but I was the kind that could not be screamed at.
There are positive reinforcement. Yes, that's what these kids look for nowadays.
That's what usually works for everybody.
Thank you.
There are players out there who might be on the fence. Should I play at UCLA? Should I go to UCLA or not? You hear that diatribe. I heard it. Art heard it. Laura heard it. Mark heard it. Why would you want to play for this guy? All right, email sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Back with more right after this.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Hey, welcome back to Sports Overnight America, everybody, along with Art, along with Mark, along with Laura. I am Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. You know what's happening in Southern California. You heard the opening, Art. You played at USC, even though you're a UCLA fan. You played for the Rams. If Mick Cronin was your coach, would you play for him?
No, absolutely not. You know, the guy's got a great record, and maybe he still thinks he's at Cincinnati or some of the other places he was at. Maybe it worked 15, 20 years ago. The guy's 8 wins away from 500. I mean, supposedly he brings all this incredible background with him, but he failed to realize one thing. The modern day young man and young woman, they respond to positive reinforcement. They respond to someone putting an arm around him, saying, here's how you have to do that. Let me show you. Okay. Because a lot of people learn different. I know for a fact in my era, coaches would grab your face mask. They'd straighten you out. That made me respond very positively because I was brought up by a father who was an ex-pro football player who kicked the living crap out of me. I'm not saying it was right, but I responded to that. These kids today, and I've been involved in coaching and I teach golf. You have to bring them along. You got to show compassion, care, and you put your arm around them when they make a mistake and say, it's going to be okay. Let's figure out what we did wrong and we're going to make it happen. That's my theory on it. What do you think, honestly?
Laura, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I grew up watching UCLA basketball also. I remember when the games were on late at night, they were delayed. And my dad used to take a nap and we would wake up at, I don't know, midnight or something and watch the games. I want to say one thing that I think the spirit of John Wooden lives on in the women's basketball coach, who's great, who apparently was a mentee of John Wooden. I thought Cronin's press conference was abominable. I mean, not only did he insult everybody else but himself, he touted himself as being some sort of savior that all of these other people are thwarting his grand ambitions. And it was just a horrible thing to hear. And as Art said, totally counterproductive and just a shame on the great tradition of UCLA basketball.
Mark, you're very religious. What did you think of the diatribe?
Well, you know, first of all, when I look at Mick Cronin, it kind of resembles Vincent Price, egghead and Batman, Mr. Clean.
Oh, Dracula.
You know, the bottle, Mr. Clean. So, but what I don't understand, and I live in a city, the Lakers get it. They go out there and they try to keep the tradition going by getting top-notch coaches. The Rams are starting to understand it by getting somebody like a Sean McVay. But when I look around and I look at the Kings and the Clippers and the Dodgers, and now I'm looking at UCLA, when you get tradition with at least the Dodgers and UCLA, why are you hiring fourth starting pitching type of guys instead of first team guys? Why aren't you getting Krzyzewski type of guys in here? Why are you bringing these middle of the pack guys? Is it a money issue? It can't be a money issue with UCLA and the Dodgers by hiring these middle-of-the-pack guys. Why aren't you getting the Bruce Bochy types? Why aren't you getting the Mike Krzyzewski types in these programs?
Let's look at the leadership. First, you had Guerrero, who's a UCI guy. Ooh, UCI, huge program there. All right. Then you go to Martin Jarman, who came from Syracuse. Now, you know, Boeheim's been at Syracuse longer than probably I've been alive. I mean, their football team until very recently has been not that well. So the bottom line is leadership at the top is always important. They make the decisions, okay? I don't see a lot of leadership anywhere in this country right now.
Why do you tolerate mediocrity?
Isn't that what our world has become, basically? Everything that we do. Nobody has excellence. Nobody has high standards anymore. It's not being taught. You don't see Lombardi-esque type people out there motivating the kids. I mean, it's like everybody gets a trophy. Everybody, you know, part of that I understand. Make the kids feel good. But the bottom line is, hey, this is a dog-eat-dog world out there, everybody. You got to get your big boy pants on if you're going to survive.
68 schools make the tournament. UCLA was 16-17. Last season. And
well, Fred, I'm sorry, like, you and Laura have come out of UCLA. I mean, how do you substantiate this? I mean, you basically get middle of the road type of coaches, the coach, a traditional powerhouse.
Oh, I agree with Art. I mean, Dan Guerrero wasn't very good, and Martin Jarmond isn't very good. They're making bad mistakes. They're just hiring the wrong people.
And the football coach needs to go too.
Cronin is the one year of Foster. We'll find out. But so far, he hasn't shown me a lot. But the point is, we'll find out what's going on. Martin Jarmond just got an extension, which is
maybe we could get Mick Cronin a GM. So that's the new phase in college sports.
Okay,
you have to have a general manager.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. What Art just said. USC is hiring a general manager. Why? Because college game now has become, there are more trades in the college game than in the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball.
The Georgia quarterback. I'm going to the NFL. No, I'm going to Miami for $2.5 million instead. And yours is playing tonight or tomorrow or whenever he plays in a big championship game. And he's already been offered $6 million to leave because Arch Manning is going to take over.
My buddy texted me. He said the next portal is going to be the cheerleaders switching schools.
Laura,
can I be in charge of that?
Laura, I have to ask you a question. Laura, you're a Raider fan. On Sunday, right after the game, they fire the head coach. And in the middle of the week, they fire Tom Telesco. Any comments?
Tom Brady.
I think Tom Brady's going to be the new GM at the Raiders.
Thank you, Laura. Well, you sent me to Baltimore instead of Houston.
Well, that could be a positive if Tom Brady got the job, because he'd get off Fox. And I've read now that he's not coming back to Fox because the 7% that he owns.
How do you turn down $375 million, though, to take that nightmare job with Mark Davis?
He's got a lot of money. He doesn't really need the money.
Oh, so he's worth a couple hundred million as it is, so he's okay.
Yeah. So was it Pierce's fault with the Raiders, or was he not given a fair shot? Laura, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I like Pierce. He did a good job last year taking over. I don't think any team can survive.
I'm a quarterback.
I don't think any team can be successful with, you know, changing programs every year. It just doesn't work.
Well,
you need the continuity. Yeah, you need to build the program.
You got to
have a quarterback, Laura. As much as this tie down Bowers was fantastic, you got to have a quarterback.
What about Don Campbell? He's doing a pretty good job over in Detroit.
But here's the thing, and Artie, you've been around the football field a long time. If John Gruden didn't make those comments, I would have thought John Gruden probably would have got the Raiders the two titles. He was that good of a coach.
They're actually thinking about bringing him back.
He doesn't have that great of a record.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't hire
John Gruden if he gave me $1 million.
How about $5 million?
or $10 million. No, I'm not hiring John Gruden.
I know, Fred. I'm joking.
I'd like to see Tom Brady came back to play. That would be great.
What?
If he came back to play quarterback for the Raiders, I think we'd have a chance.
Yeah, show us how to do it, Tom. Make him the quarterback coach, too.
Let me just say this. I've never watched a Mel Gibson movie since his comments. The bottom line, it's what's in your heart.
All right, he was hammered the other day on Fox. He was talking about his house burning down, and he did fine for about 2 minutes, and then you kind of started seeing it start to roll to the left, and he just started, I mean, he was, my God, I don't know how much tequila he had, but that was not a good situation.
Who, Mel Gibson or John Gruden?
Yeah. No, Mel Gibson. When he was on the air talking about his house burning down, and he goes, if people want to come over and take a look at my property, it's a beautiful view now. There's no homes in my way of the ocean. I mean, it was so bad, Fred.
Can you forgive him?
I can't.
I can't. Laura, can you?
No way.
Mark, can you? And your religion?
And I can't. I don't forgive.
I always take the high road. It's a little less traveled. I feel bad for these guys that put their foot in their mouth, but I mean, it's America where they give you three, four, five chances. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think, but I will tell you this. If I hit the lottery, Palisades is going to be off my radar because it's going to take a long time to rebuild that city.
The only person who will hire Mel Gibson, Jody Foster. All right, back with more
Jody Foster.
Sports trivia straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America with Laura, with Mark, with Art. I'm Fred. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. Let's play some Barron sports trivia. Art's at a major disadvantage, of course. He's 127 years of age. Laura and Mark are at a disadvantage because they probably haven't slept with what's happening here in Southern California the last 4 or 5 days. But let's play some Barron Sports trivia. Let's start with Laura. Laura, back-to-back MVPs in the National League. When's the last time that happened and who did it? Back-to-back most valuable players in the National League. Who did it, Laura? You're first.
Give me a hint.
Right-handed hitter?
Because I have no worse trivia player, so I need hints.
No, you're not. You're very solid at this. You're just saying that you're not a good trivia player. Right-handed hitter. Infielder.
Infielder. Right-handed, did you say?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
All right, we'll find out. Mark, do you have any idea? Last back-to-back MVP in the National League, who might that have been?
Well, I'm going to say it was in the 70s, and he was one hell of a hitter, too. I'm going to go with the third baseman, Mike Schmidt of the Phillies.
Michael Jack Schmidt of the Phillies. Art, you're in Pennsylvania. Was it Michael Jack Schmidt?
That's a good guess. It really is a good guess. But, I'm thinking more like the Big Red Machine, and I'm thinking like Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan, not a bad guess. Also an infielder, but he hit left-handed. Yeah. Right-handed hitter.
Oh, right-handed hitter. Okay. Let's see here. Then I'm going to have to go in a different way. I'm going to go with Bill Madlock.
Oh, you sucker. I was going to take that. I was going to grab that for my second choice.
Wait a minute. So Mark, you're saying you would have said yes to that?
I kind of was leaning towards that because I remember Bill Madlock.
You'd be wrong.
All right, we need a lifeline, friend.
He played first in the Negro Leagues. All right, here we go.
All right.
This is the hint.
Okay.
That Art will answer right away. You ready?
Yeah. He's 130.
Let's play two.
Oh, Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks.
I just said Ernie 59. Banks.
Yeah, Laura
said Ernie Banks
Laura,
earlier.
You go, girl.
I said Ernie Banks.
Did you?
Yeah. That's what I had in my breath.
Oh, under
Brad
your
hasn't
breath,
had
Laura.
Any sleep.
This is sponsored by this segment is sponsored by Miracle Ear.
We're miles apart. We couldn't hear
I
your
know
breath.
Myself, you know.
Ernie Banks? Who was after Ernie Banks? Because there was a couple guys in the 70s that Fred.
I don't believe so. Not
back to back.
Not back to not back to back.
Can I pose a trivia question?
Sure.
Okay. What Major League Baseball team traded for their own player?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I might have this. Hold on. They brought him back. They traded him and brought him back. Fred, I was thinking of you. It wasn't Gavin Lux, and I love Gavin Lux.
Traded for their own player.
Well, the question was the team. I mean, the player you could mention too, I suppose.
I'm going to go with the Dodgers.
Yeah, they brought him back.
Well, a lot of teams have had a player twice.
Oh yeah.
So, traded for their own player. Only happened once.
Who was it, Laura?
The Mets. It was the Mets.
It was the Mets, and who was the...
Hitchy? Somebody named Chad Hitchy or something?
Chad Hitchy.
I learned how to do your crossword puzzle this morning.
Well, maybe, since we don't know his name, perhaps the Mets made a mistake twice.
Yeah.
But Mark brought up the... Gavin Lux thing. Let's talk about that.
Oh, I thought of you, Fred, this past week. I thought of you so much. I like this kid.
Is this Korean shortstop supposed to be that good?
I wrote a note that before they traded him, it'd be a major, major mistake, and this is why. Yep. He's only 27. He's not the world's greatest defensive second baseman or shortstop. He will be a 300 hitter most of his career. He'll steal 30 to 40 bases most of his career. The Dodgers, of course, make the move to Korea and get Kim, and I'm sure he's fine. Supposed to be a tremendous defensive player. But what you have to do, first of all, is get Mookie Betts out of the infield. That's insane. You put him back in right field and you work it out. I don't care how you work it out. You get Mookie Betts off the shortstop position. But I don't think you deal Gavin Lux. I mean, he missed all of 2023. Yep. Came back pretty strong in the second half last year. Artie, would you have traded Gavin Lux? Would you have traded Gavin Lux?
He's trying to figure it out. I'll let Laura answer it first, and I'll throw 2 cents on that.
All right, Laura. Laura is a Dodger fan. Would you have traded?
I agree with you. I think it was a mistake. I mean, look at some of the players the Dodgers have traded. They're all doing great. I don't think they should have traded. I think they should have signed Trey Turner. I don't think they should have traded Cody Bellinger, whether he was a trade or a free agent. I don't know. I think this is a mistake. I think you don't trade a young, very talented player for. I agree wholeheartedly that Mookie Betts needs to be back in right field. I've been saying this for all along that I think they're just disrespecting Mookie. Although I've heard Mookie wants to play in the infield, thinks it's less.
But sometimes what you want is not best for the team. He's the best right fielder in baseball.
Correct.
You can get hurt more at shortstop than you can in right field, unless, of course, right field at Yankee Stadium where they try to steal your glove. But outside of that, you're safer in right field than you are at shortstop. If he gets hurt at shortstop, like last year he got hurt with hitting, so that has nothing to do with it. But, you know, double plays, things like that, you have a chance of getting hurt. I just wouldn't have him in the infield, as simple as that. You know, and again, in Tommy Edmonds, they got somebody the same thing, who's a great defensive shortstop and a great defensive center fielder. So that's fine. I don't know what the answer is, but I just would not have traded Gavin Lux, and I don't care if you play him half the time.
Well, you know, Fred, there's teams that can get rid of players, and, you know, they can sustain it. And, you know, Artie can understand this to a certain extent. You guys could, too. The Steelers can get rid of guys, and it doesn't come back to bite them. The Patriots. But when you look at the Dodgers, and Laura, you bring up an interesting point that I had a conversation with a friend. I said, you could field an all-star team for all the guys the Dodgers have gotten rid of. And I don't know if it's so much of a point as they push the analytics or they don't give these guys a fair shot. But Gavin Lux, to me,
you know what, Mark? There's something you're missing, though. They're in that position because they have one of the best farm systems in baseball. They have young guys coming up, and then they go out and get free agents. So, I mean,
I don't think they're in the top five of farm systems if you look at it right now, Artie.
Well, I just read an article the other day, and they had them listed as the fourth best team.
That's what I read. They're the fourth best team in the farm system.
Yeah, that's what they said. And, you know, they're talking about Tampa Bay, Boston, Detroit, Atlanta was there, the Dodgers, yeah.
Yeah, but you're getting rid of a guy that's proven compared to a guy that's playing in a foreign country that's going to be playing 162 games a year. That's a big difference. How many years did it take Yu Darvish to really convert to the American baseball? You know, it took him quite a while. He didn't strike it overnight.
All right, let me ask you guys a question on Barron Sports Trivia, and anybody that can jump right in. What year did the NCAA rule that freshmen could play on the varsity teams?
1974. For that, of course. 1974.
You say 1974?
Yeah.
Laura, is it 1974?
I think it was 78.
1978?
After Kareem played there. I know that.
I think it was 78.
Kareem is a freshman with Lucius Allen, of course. Clobbered last year's NCAA championship.
Yeah, you know what, Fred, it was 1972. I remember Danny Reese talking about it, my old teammate.
And 1972 is correct. And this is interesting because that's when Bill Walton was a sophomore. So the Bruins,
they got that deal.
And he was, my point is, they may have won even another in 74. Who knows? Maybe I don't know what happened, but they lose to North Carolina State in overtime after having a 10-point lead over Danny Thompson and Monty Tau. But yeah, Bill Walton's sophomore year was the year that they allowed.
Do you think Johnny Wooden may have had a little something to do with that, possibly?
He had a little bit of power.
When was the last time, since a little trivia here, when was the last time a playoff game has gotten moved?
Ooh.
Oh, they've been moved before.
No. A playoff game. No.
In the NFL.
This will be the second, but the first time it was moved.
When was it?
I believe it was 1936. The Boston Redskins.
They moved it
because lack of fan support. Everybody was dressed up as an empty chair.
Wow.
That's why I didn't go to that game. I knew there was a reason.
So you get 3 points for playing at home. We'll talk about this right after the break, but you get 3 points for playing at home. So think about how the odds change as far as Minnesota versus the Rams. Concerned.
I would say that the odds would go from Minnesota by one to Minnesota by three or four, 3.5.
Well, we'll certainly see what happens as far as that game is concerned. You know, it's going to be interesting. And
You guys also remember, and we can go back to the 70s, the Vikings-Rams has always been a thing where the Rams...
The one time the Rams got the home field and ran... in the mud pool. It was like the swimming pool at the Coliseum in Los Angeles.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more with Laura, with Mark, with Art, and with you. So you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com right here on Sports Overnight.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com with Art, with Mark, with Laura, mostly with you. We'd love your input. Just email us again. sportsfred at AOL.com. Coaching changes in the National Football League. I will bet a little bit that Vrabel gets the job with the Patriots.
That's a great call.
Art, any comments?
That's a great call. I'll tell you what, you know, I look at the guys that are out there. I guess Brian Flores is kind of looked at as a hard ass, so he's having problems. In the NFL, you want offensive coaches for some reason. That seems to be the flavor of the year. I'm looking at the candidates that I see. You know, you've got the offensive coordinator, Johnson, from the Detroit Lions. People are high on him. Yeah. You've also got the Buffalo guy, Joe Brady, who, you know, led LSU to a championship and has done pretty good with Josh Allen up there in Buffalo. You know, there's also a Liam Coam, who's the offensive coordinator
for
Tampa Bay. So, I mean, it seems to me like the coaches are out there, yet I heard that Rex Ryan got an interview with Woody Johnson, and I'm like, wow, I guess they can bring anybody back.
How about
when's Mangini getting his interview?
How about Pete Carroll with the Raiders?
Carroll with the
That would be awesome.
You know, he's going to bring
I like
back,
that.
He's going to bring back Reggie Bush as an assistant coach.
Folks, well, the that's, guy,
a, that's, folks, that's an
thing.
Old USC joke.
I'll tell you the one guy, and I like him dearly, and I hope he doesn't make a move because he turned this team completely around. But you never know. He could take it somewhere else is Harbaugh with the Chargers, because this guy is a coach, man. He turned
they're favored by 3 points.
Everywhere this guy has gone, he's turned programs around, whether it's in college or the pros.
Yeah. Or left him in the dust, one or the other.
Come on.
We're putting Michigan in a bad situation.
I'm saying.
Hey, let me ask you guys that question. Let's start with Laura. If Bill Belichick, who's just signed on with North Carolina, with the promise that when he retires, his son gets the job. If Robert Kraft knocked on his door and said, you want to come back with the Patriots, is there any chance of Bill Belichick jumping North Carolina, and we're talking in January right now, for the Patriots? Laura, what do you think?
I don't think so, but I think he might jump at another NFL coaching opportunity.
$10 million buyout is all
I didn't think he would go to North Carolina State in the first place. So I was wrong about that. But
I got another long shot for the Raiders.
Go
Steve
ahead.
Sarkisian.
Yeah, he is a long shot.
Steve Sarkisian.
Well, how about another guy that, you know, he's just turned their program around too. He had a bad year this year, and he's in high demand in Chicago. Is Mike McCarthy? He would turn the Raiders around.
That might not be a bad move.
Might not.
You know, the problem there, though, you guys, is Mark Davis. That's the problem there. Okay, and whoever they get as a coach, they gotta have a simpatico general manager come with them. This is gonna take 2 or 3 years. They got a really good defense. They need to find a quarterback. If I was them, I would look at Sammy Darnold and what he did this year. And if the Vikings go off of him, let's say he plays poorly this weekend or this Monday against the Rams, they might just say the heck with him. They got all those quarterbacks waiting there. You know, that would be a guy I would look really closely at. I mean.
Yeah. How shocked do you think the football world might have been last Sunday with the 31-9 Detroit victory over Minnesota? Not that the Lions won, but how easily they won. Mark, what do you think?
Well, being the world's worst handicapper, I thought Minnesota would beat them. I thought they were hot. But the Lions, you know, it's hard
for Dan Campbell.
Yeah, but
they,
you know,
really
what?
It's
one
do.
Of those. Yeah, but if you look at their two losses, they've been beat in their backyard by Buffalo and Tampa. So
outscored by both.
Yeah. So anybody, I don't know who's going to go in there and beat them, but to me, the Lions remind me of Kansas City in some ways. I think they're both going to get beat in the playoffs, but the Lions, you know, they stepped up and they took a Minnesota team and shut them down in the second half. But I don't know. Detroit has to outscore you. That's how they're going to win games, more or less.
Laura, what did you think of 31-9 game, Minnesota never in it?
Of the mauling? What did I think of the mauling of the Vikings? I was surprised. I mean, I thought the Lions were going to win, but I didn't think it would be. I didn't think that the Vikings would only score, 7 points or whatever it was. I don't know. I mean, I think the Lions are going to go to the Super Bowl. That's my prediction. What? I do.
Yeah, can I tell you, I looked at the odds. These are fresh off the presses. Kansas City and Detroit are 3-1. Buffalo and Baltimore are 6-1. The Eagles are 7-1. Then you go to the Vikings at 22-1. The Pack at 25-1. Tampa Bay at 30-1. Both LAs are 30-1. Washington at 60-1. Washington at 60-1 is very enticing to me.
Well, let me tell you something. These 50-1 teams, 40-1 teams, like Sean McVay said, we throw out all the records when the playoffs come, and it's one loss in your home. So
yeah,
I'll take my chances with the 6 picks this week that I got, and I'm sure you guys want to hear them too.
Yeah, let's get into the picks.
I like the Steelers just because I think they own. Huh?
Your friend's writing them down. Let's just talk this Sunday and Monday.
Okay. I like the Rams. Believe it or not, I like the Rams.
No way.
No, I like Sean McVay. I like the whole Woodland Hills setting with their practice fields. I like the Rams, and I'm definitely on the Redskins wagon. You know that.
Is Buffalo going to cover the 9?
I think that's the blowout of the week. I think Buffalo's going to blow Denver right out.
Is Philadelphia? How Philadelphia and Green Bay? What do you think?
I like Green Bay. For some reason.
You do,
Phillies are good.
I'm loving everything I'm hearing here.
You know, this is a true story, folks. I would never lie to you on Sports
Frank,
Over
you can
America.
Make money on that thing you coined me years ago.
Wait a minute. I did wager $110 on the Rams on Monday night.
Oh, jeez.
I am now going to call my bookie and bet $110 on Minnesota. And take my $10 loss because of the fact that Mark just indicated what he just indicated.
Laura's changing her bet too. I see her.
I already picked the Vikings to beat the Rams.
I do too. I got 30-24 Vikings.
You don't think that thing would have changed if they were playing in SoFi? You would still pick the Vikings?
Yeah.
Well, Sammy Darnold, there'd be more people rooting for him than probably the Rams. And the Viking fans, you know, there's 5 stadiums in the NFL, you guys, where there is no such thing as a home field advantage. And SoFi is one of them. The other one is Glendale.
Allegiant.
You don't even know. I flew in a year ago to Vegas when the Bears were there. And at the airport, I felt like it was an Urlacher Dick Butkus convention. Everybody had their jerseys on. And I mean, I'm like, we went to the, you know, my wife and I went to the game, and it was like, wow, this is crazy. Everybody was embarrassed.
Like going to the Charger Raider games here. You think it's exactly. A Raider home game. There are no, there are literally no, they're just scattered of Charger fans at the
all
game.
Right, let me ask you, Laura and everybody, a question. Los Angeles to Arizona, was it 300 miles, 400 miles?
I think 45
okay,
minutes.
Okay,
right?
And Minnesota to Arizona is what, 2,000 miles? More fans for Minnesota or more fans
but
for
there's the... all the But there's a lot of people in the wintertime, they call them snowbirds, who live in Minnesota. I knew, when I lived in Arizona, I knew probably 30 or 40 people. They actually had Viking games on at the Jet Lag Bar in Scottsdale because there were so many.
You don't think there's going to be a home field advantage for Pittsburgh and Baltimore? They travel from Pittsburgh into Baltimore.
And there's a lot of tickets available for that game, which is playing as we're talking.
All right. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. You know, in our last segment, we talked about something that really, really bothers me. And Art, you have a new quarterback. By way of Washington, San Luis Obispo, and Utah. Now he's going to have 2 years at quarterback for USC. So he'll be a 29-year-old guy. No, I don't care. Wow. A 26-year-old guy. But
my old teammate, Walter Ransom, you know, number one draft pick for the Red Sox, wound up coming back. You know, couldn't beat out Rico Petrocelli. wound up going to East LA, won a national championship there. And I mean, he was the backup quarterback on our national championship team. So yeah, I've seen, you know, yes.
What about sophomores saying they want to play right now in the National Football League? I think if it goes to litigation, I think they'll win. I think Smith of Ohio State and the rest of them, they'll jump. There are no rules anymore. And how do you follow sports if there are no rules? Art, you have followed it since you were a kid. I have. Laura has. Art, Mark has. How do you follow it? Why do you follow it? I don't understand.
Fred, the best team money can buy, the Ohio State Buckeyes in college, okay? They finally have come into their own very recently. The other best team that money can buy is Notre Dame.
The coach.
Because they don't have to share their money with anybody else, any other conference. And I kind of think this is what Coach Franklin at Penn State was alluding to, is the fact that if I get $20 million for going to the finals in the CFP and everybody else has to break that up 18 ways in a conference, how is that considered equitable?
Well, going into the game on Thursday night, I liked Notre Dame a little bit. And the only reason was the two coaches and the record that James Franklin has against
1-18 against top three teams.
I knew he was going to find a way. And again, I don't think it's all on him. I mean, the bottom line is they had a chance to win. The field goal at the end wins it for the Irish. But I'm just saying, if you are 1-18 against teams like that, I mean, at some point you say to yourself,
Fred, if you get the ball at your own 15-yard line with 40 seconds to play, and you got a good kicker, and your defense and your running game has been dominating all day long, why do you throw the ball all over the yard like that? Well, I mean, that was just a nightmare waiting to happen.
But they got a good coach, and, you know, I'm not a
good coach. Good coach. Not a great coach.
I'm not a Notre Dame guy, but, you know, there's been a cast of characters that come through there. And this kind of guy, you guys would know this, including Laura. We're all up there. And we age gracefully. But they haven't had a, you know, I got to go back to Ara Parseghian.
Okay, can I read something to you, Mark?
Yeah.
All right. The third year of legendary head coaches at Notre Dame has been good to the Irish. Is Marcus Freeman cut from the same cloth? Newt Rockne went 9-0 in his third year. Frank Leahy won a national championship. So did Ara Parseghian, Dan Devine, Lou Holtz, Brian Kelly. He even played for the national title in his third year against Alabama. What I'm saying is maybe this is their year.
But Brian Kelly did Notre Dame bad, too. Especially the guy that was on the roof. Wasn't that
I don't think LSU's too excited about him now either.
I don't think there's any such thing as aging gracefully. That's my
come on. We get better with age. It's like a fine wine, and I don't drink.
Look at
my great aunt said it best. All right.
Look at
Art. Get laid for sissies.
Yeah. He's 145.
No, I mean, look at Archer. Does he look 127 years of age? Seriously.
I'll tell you.
He's aged gracefully. And he
It's that good mellow scotch.
And also, he was a linebacker.
That's my mother-in-law's anecdote for everything is a glass of scotch. A glass of scotch solves every problem.
Exactly. Art, now, what are we worried about?
Art, let me ask you a serious question. You played linebacker in high school, and growing up, you hit a lot of people. You got hit a lot of people on the field. No, I'm serious about this. Have you ever worried about CT or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And I just read something really sad about one of my favorite players from Tennessee. If you remember the Music City Miracle, they just got the anthropology report back on him. And they said he was grade 3 CTE.
Oh, boy.
Frank Wycheck. And, you know, the NFL... This is one of my sore points. I mean, a $1 billion league making money hand over fist. And there are guys that I grew up with, that I played with, that, you know, are in places that I can't even talk about now. And then they're getting no help at all. And they played in the NFL for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked to their wives because we're friends and we all went to school together. And it's really a sad situation. And I said, you know, we joke about it, but 10 years from now, you guys, I don't think you're going to see people hitting with helmets on. I think it's going to be a two-hand touch game like the Pro Bowl has turned into, because it's just too dangerous. You have too many guys that are huge and fast, and the game's getting faster. And I just think those collisions are just too strong now.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and wrap up this hour of sports.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. In our last couple of moments, let's talk about things happening right now in Southern California. The world is collapsing with the fires everywhere, and we've gotten two fake
alerts,
moves to move, and we have found out later that they're all fakes, and it went crazy trying to get ready to go, and we never had to go, but it, around us, it's just horrible, and we've got things, again, we talked about Monday night's football moving to Arizona, the Rams against Minnesota. But down the road, Art, there's a lot of things happening. You were a professional golfer. What's going to happen a month from now here in Southern California?
Well, according to a couple of my friends who live right off number 7 at Riviera Country Club, the fire got within 500 yards of them. They were told to leave, and they left on Wednesday afternoon. So here we are, you know, Friday night late, Saturday night late, and they haven't been able to get back. But you have a tournament, a huge tournament called the Genesis Invitational, which is scheduled to start Monday, the 11th of February, which is 1 month. And I mean, the surrounding area, I mean, some of the most beautiful homes of all time, like on Capri and the areas around there. I mean, really gorgeous, gorgeous homes that have been there. Hollywood stars, luminaries. It just, to me, it's just heartbreaking to see people have to pull over their cars and then watch, you know, bulldozers bulldozing ways for people to get out of there. It's just, and I'm not going to blame anybody. It's nobody. It's like anything else that the nature brings on, but it's just, my heart goes out to all of them, you guys.
Laura, you're in Venice, California. Around you, how are things looking?
Well, we've had some pretty bad air quality for sure, but the fire's pretty far away. We'd have to kind of jump the 10 freeway and go over a lot to get here, but I was somewhere where the alert went off yesterday where everybody had to the whole city had to evacuate. And then I didn't panic because I kind of knew that it was probably limited to the areas, because I've been kind of following where the fires are. But it's just heartbreaking. It's such a tragedy. The house I lived in has been burned. My friends have lost their homes and have had to evacuate. Fortunately, I don't know anybody that's doesn't have a place to stay.
And I've heard people are actually taking in their neighbors and doing whatever they can to help people. That's great to see.
Mark, in 15 seconds, you're sort of in the middle of it in the valley. How are you feeling about the future?
Well, first of all, I don't know who would take me in. In our building, there's 7 single women, so I'd have a hell of a problem for that to be taken in. But no, it's, you know, the fires all around. I just can't believe all these fires that are just starting up all over. How it goes from Palisades to Sylmar to this to that. But yeah, it's, I figured somebody would have to be starting them. And sure enough, one guy had started the one out there in Hidden Hills, Woodland Hills, that was heading towards you, Fred. But they jumped on it real quick.
All right. That's about it for Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Mark, Art, Laura, and of course, Mario put the show together. All straight away and more of Sports Overnight America.